The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington, opens 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
It's 27 after 8, 27 after 7 in Brisbane. Let's go to Harley and Hurricane Michael. Harley, I was happy to tell my listeners earlier about a panhandle and explaining why it's called a panhandle. So we've got that sorted out. It's increasing in intensity, is it?
Well, it is. Well, right now, it's almost at the Georgia line. This thing came ashore just a very few hours ago, just after noon, which is a little more than 5 hours ago, our time. It was coming ashore. And now it's almost at the Georgia line. They say it'll be in Atlanta tonight.
Right.
Atlanta, Georgia. It is, yep. As my brother who lives in that area says, this thing is screaming. It just moving over the ground so quickly. 155-mile-an-hour winds when it made landfall in Mexico Beach. That's in the panhandle of Florida. Like the president put it, it's like a monster tornado with winds that strong. And, you know, it may be the most powerful storm ever to hit that particular region. They got nearly 400,000 people up and down the Gulf Coast who have either left their homes or are in shelters. 7.5 feet of water was in the town of Apalachicola about the time that the storm got there. And so it's a bad deal. This is one of the more terrifying storms that you can see. The only good part of it is that it just doesn't hang around to beat on you for very long.
No, but gee whiz. There'll be a path of destruction following that hurricane, Michael. I agree. There's this concern about drones. Drones. I agree with this, Harley. Go on.
Well, it is a big deal. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, was talking to the Senate today. He said civilian drones are a steadily escalating threat of being used by terrorists, criminal groups, or drug cartels to carry out attacks in the United States. The way he put it, and this is written testimony, he said terrorist groups could easily bring their battlefield experiences with weaponized drones right here. And getting a drone in this country is stone simple. We got 1.6 million of them already in private hands, able to fly anytime you feel like it. The rules on it are pretty flexible because there is no way to regulate it. I mean, 1.6 million drones. The FAA doesn't have to take care of many more airplanes than that.
Astonishing, isn't it? Astonishing. And just a very quick one before you go, these three human brains.
Well, the researchers at the University of Washington and at Carnegie Mellon University have figured out a way to connect three brains. Here's what they did. They had two people who were everything's wearing wires. Nobody spoke to anyone. Two humans sat next to each other playing the game of Tetris. The third person, the receiver of their messages, was watching Tetris, but not, playing with them. It couldn't tell what they were doing. They would make a move, and he'd make it.
Three human brains working together, eh?